Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. You can follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Getting a lot of good run on Twitter. People reaching out, asking us questions, telling us what they think, when we're right, we're wrong. Bo letting people know that he disagrees with me 99% of the time, which is what makes for a good podcast, which I can appreciate. Because being right 99% of the time it's a pretty good feeling. So the Kyler Murray situation, it's unavoidable. We vowed to not talk about it 8 days ago, and then now that's pretty much all we're talking about, whether it be...
I didn't make any vows.
We put a moratorium on it.
I didn't take any oath. We didn't make any blood
I speak
oath
for us,
here.
Bro. I speak for us sometimes.
No, you don't. You don't speak for me, sir.
I know I don't, because you're a big grown boy. So when it comes to Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen, this is the polarizing topic now in Phoenix. It's... I equated it on the Freaks, the show I'm on 1-4 on the Fox Sports 910 Phoenix Monday through Friday. I equated it to yesterday a novelist, a writer, making up this character of a beautiful woman, okay? And you want everybody to love this beautiful woman, but in some weird, perverse twist of fate, the novelist falls in love with the woman of whom he created. And that's kind of what, if the Cardinals were to draft Kyler Murray, that's kind of the situation they're in.
Talking like a Joaquin Phoenix? What was that movie?
Joaquin
Her?
Phoenix? No. Well, no, I'm not. Because with the Cardinals' main job is to make Kyler Murray look like the object of their affection. Okay? Which is the novelist, what he's trying to make everybody else's object of affection. When in turn, it seems like the Cardinals may be dumb enough to fall in love with the idea that they set up on a pedestal to begin with.
You're thinking of like a She's All That situation, right? We're talking like a early 2000s.
Maybe.
Teenage romantic
comedy.
Yeah, but
without the glasses.
Friends, and
yeah.
He tries to...
Jennifer Jason Lee?
No, Rachel...
Rachel Weiss?
No, Rachel Lee Cook.
Rachel Lee Cook?
But
Jesus.
He takes a girl who has horrible glasses. My God. She wears glasses and overalls. And she's the outcast of the high school.
Oh, she's a painter.
And Freddie Prinze, the big man on campus, has to take her and turn her into a popular girl.
It's more of a contemporary.
Right? But along the way of this bet he has with Paul Walker, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
He falls for. Is that what you're saying? That they could, in boosting up Kyler Murray and trying to create this smokescreen, they're falling for him?
Potentially.
Wow.
And I wouldn't say that about most franchises in the NFL, but the Cardinals are, Cardinals.
Your novelist, your writer is a little bit more eloquent than my She's All That analogy.
Yeah, FPJ is not exactly the Freddie Prinze with a Z, right? He spells it weird.
Yeah, I could. I don't know the exact. So, I already know too much. I can't.
my favorite of all those was Not Another Teen Movie when they actually did the farce.
That's right.
That was great.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I mean, there's so many. This thing has legs, right?
But that's a variable that we didn't. All we've been talking about is whatever happens, we got to make Kyler Murray look as good as possible, right? Because it's not going to hurt. It's just a byproduct of trying to have as much power as you can with the number one pick.
I think what if that's the case, it's doing exactly that. This is a product of the times we live in, and where we see a lot. You really have to sift through a lot of crap to really find the facts. And I think by the end of this, especially as far as this podcast job between Alex and myself, I think by the end of this, we have to draw a line in the sand of where we stand. Which direction we really think the Arizona Cardinals need to go as far as the quarterback position and their draft strategy.
And
there's
agree with
so
you.
Many different avenues to go down, because what you're mentioning right now is the Kyler Murray smokescreen to boost him up. And to get interest from other teams in order to, are you saying trade down for a plethora of picks for Kyler Murray?
Right now?
Yeah. Is that what you're outlining? Boosting up Kyler Murray, elevating his draft stock.
Yes, but the only issue, unlike recent seasons, there's a couple too many draft picks between the number one and the teams that need quarterbacks. Like right. 1 and 7 is a big gap.
Well,
and 1 and 10 for Denver and 1 and 13 for Miami are almost, you know, not doable. So when it comes to this, they have to be very succinct in their game plan.
But because, I understand
because
what you're
they don't want New York to jump up to number two and give San Francisco all the picks.
Right. Well, I think that's why you have to make it worth your while, right? I mean, when we saw the Tennessee Titans hold the number one pick and they traded down to, I think, what, 15, they got a gigantic load of picks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was worth their while to fall that far from, you know, fall 14 spots. When we saw the
Because they already had their franchise quarterback. Yeah, well, they knew that was their quarterback.
Right.
And that's...
And the Cardinals, whatever you want to believe at this point, Josh Rosen is somebody they believe to be their franchise quarterback. Other teams will believe that as well. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Josh Rosen takes a step in his sophomore season or actually becomes a serviceable
right.
quarterback. But what I'm saying is, if you are going to fall that far, you can certainly find a package to merit that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, absolutely, it'd be ideal for a team that went 3-13 to remain in the top 10 and still get an impact player plus a lot of picks. I mean, that's where they're going to have the options for it. If you looked at the Buffalo Bills last year, they were a team that started at 22nd in the NFL draft when the season ended. They moved up to 12, and then they moved up to 7. So there's options for those teams to do it, and as far as the teams that are on the other end of that, to acquire picks and stay where they want to be.
They gave away their absolute future.
They did.
Buffalo did for one guy.
But look at how important the position is.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. I don't know where I stand yet, man. I mean, we talk about this over and over and over again, and there's so many different situations where the Cardinals should do this. The Cardinals have so many holes that any answer that I give can be validated because they have a hole there. If I say trade back, you know, to 6 and draft Greedy Williams, oh, that makes sense. Even though they signed Robert Alford, it would still make sense to draft a cornerback high in the draft. You trade back to 10, you draft Jonah Williams, offensive lineman. Makes sense. Ed Oliver, makes sense. Dexter Lawrence, drop back and get the guy from Clemson. Who
right.
I don't understand why he's so far down the list, but that's what it is.
Here's what I'm going to do.
There's so many options.
I'm going to justify this chaotic feeling that you have, this frantic feeling that you have as far as the Arizona Cardinals draft is
concerned.
I'm getting angry because there's so many options.
It's
justifiable. I'll explain that. I'm sure many of our listeners feel the exact same way. Their head is spinning with all the scenarios. I'm going to make you feel more comfortable with what I'm going to say that's next. It's Locked On Cardinals.
Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. I need like a couch, Bo.
Sigmund. I'll be Freud.
No, because Freud talks about kids in a way that I don't see fit.
And he also loves, what do you love, Coke? Is he a big Coke head?
I don't know. I'm sure. I mean, any way to, you know, the phallic, anal, and oral stages, whatever he did.
Huh?
You know, oh, you didn't take psychology?
No.
I was a psych major.
No, makes a lot of sense.
Why does it make sense? Because I know things. I drink and I know things.
You think you know things.
I drink and I know things.
He's always diagnosing, especially me.
Diagnosing what?
Let's not get into it. Let me diagnose you for a second.
Okay, please.
And I kind of teased it going into break. I mean, you feel like, and I'm sure many of our listeners feel kind of frantic in the sense of which direction is this team going to go? There's so many scenarios. You laid out, half a dozen prospects right there, and each and every one of them justifiably could land on the Arizona Cardinals. This is the exploratory stage of the NFL draft process, right? And especially with a team that was so far removed from the rest of the pack in the NFL, and the move that they made at the head coaching position was so outside the box that it presented a world where anything is possible. Not Kevin and Garnett screaming anything is possible after the Celtics won when they were shoo-in. Mm-hmm. This is actually where anything is possible because there is really no true foundation in this team. Larry Fitzgerald is at the end of his career. Patrick Peterson is a guy that he plays a position that's it's impactful, but it's not going to have a direct impact on wins and losses. This is a team that really has to find out who its core is going forward. It doesn't exist yet. And so many different ways, you could go so many different ways in that. The fact that they don't have that in place opens up so many different avenues. You could stick and pick and you could go with Nick Bosa at number one. You could move down just one pick with the 49ers and get a haul back for that number one pick to move one spot and better yourself immediately with that, right? You could trade Josh Rosen for a haul, and then you could draft Kyler Murray and probably have another first-round pick to draft another impact player. You could keep Josh Rosen. You could trade the number one overall pick for more picks. You could and you could take a couple more guys in the first round, more impact players. You add with who you think your franchise quarterback is. I mean, there are so many scenarios that you could go through. You could take Quinnen Williams and you could gift wrap Nick Bosa for the 49ers. That's probably the scenario that I least agree with. And I think if you just kind of follow the tea leaves, that's the least likely scenario that the Arizona Cardinals are positioning themselves for. Right? I mean, you can go down and you could put on your tinfoil hat and believe that Josh Rosen's Instagram was a strategy that was put in place by the Cardinals, the organization, and Rosen as well as a smokescreen. And I think you've gone off the deep end. But there is smokescreening going on. And there are so many scenarios. And this is happening for a reason, you would hope, that's been put in place by the Cardinals, who can use that to their advantage to lure bigger and bigger packages from other teams.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So
do you, but you've calmed down already. No, you understand that's,
no,
that's
I know that's all the, I know all of
I
the,
understand that.
Yeah. I don't know which one's the right one. Cause all of those things
I have a sneaking suspicion of.
Okay, the Quinnen Williams one, F that.
Yeah.
You do not draft anybody that's not named Nick Bosa or I guess Kyler Murray number one.
But if you go Kyler Murray, you're still gift wrapping. Nick Bosa.
But if you're gonna do that, there's no reason to get cute. If you're gonna draft Kyler Murray, like say you trade San Francisco number whatever. So say you get a first rounder and a future second for San Francisco to move up to number one. But then say somebody comes in and it's like, hey, we'll give you 3 first round picks
right
for number one. They'll trade back to 5 and you're screwed.
Right.
And because if they want to get Kyler Murray, then Jacksonville could jump up and draft Kyler Murray. If you're going to draft Kyler Murray, you're drafting him at number one. And you're gift wrapping Nick Bosa to San Francisco.
Or you make a deal with San Francisco, you trade down to 2, they take Nick Bosa, you take Kyler Murray at 2, you trade Josh Rosen, you draft an offensive lineman because you just gave San Francisco Nick Bosa, who could potentially end Kyler Murray's career very easily. And you use that extra pick to take a Jonah Williams.
I'm saying that if you trade away the number one overall pick, you no longer have control over what San Francisco does with that pick.
But so, you have a pretty good idea.
Sure.
You have a 90% chance.
Yeah, but what if Jacksonville offers them 3 first-round picks to move up and take that number one spot from San Francisco once they move? Then you lose out on Kyler Murray, you get Nick Bosa, but you don't gain any traction from what you wanted.
You gain more picks, you keep them away from the San Francisco 49ers, you can make another deal. It doesn't leave you completely SOL. It doesn't. But you're right. When you control your own destiny, to trade away that capability would be pretty stupid.
Yeah. Agreed. And yes, you're right. I mean, if you want to get, I think it's just playing with a little fire to trade away the number one pick and expect anything to be certain with the second. That's all. But I mean, Quinnen Williams, no. That would be just putting the fire out before, you know, the season even started.
It'd be idiotic.
And especially because Nick Bosa would be in your division.
Yeah, so, and you're sitting there just with what to show for it.
Not having the number one pick.
One player.
Yeah. So to answer your question before, Bo posed it. We should probably tell them where we stand right now, Kyler Murray or Josh Rosen. And this is my my first take at this. We haven't seen Kyler run. We don't know what he's going to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what he's going to do tomorrow. You stay with Josh Rosen.
And we're going to have a full recap on Monday.
Yeah, we will. Josh Rosen. I mean, I don't think that there's a question which way the Cardinals need to go, which way they need to go. Like, in an effort to be better sooner, and this is taking the, would you rather have a B on the final, don't have to take it, or you can take it and get an A+, I'll take the B, which is Josh Rosen right now. And I know that Cliff Kings, Josh Rosen, he's thrown the ball 50 times in college. It's not like an air raid offense is foreign to him. Their team was bad. They were losing a lot. He was throwing the rock a lot. Just because he's not the sexy pick doesn't mean it's not the right pick. So I would say Josh Rosen all day.
I don't agree or disagree. I don't disagree with anything you said there. But man,
I know you're falling in love with the character.
How interesting.
See, but it's different. But it's different, Bo. We're in the media, okay? What we want and what's best for them are mutually exclusive.
When you look at the overall picture of the Arizona Cardinals, they had one primetime game last season. It was Thursday Night Football. They got absolutely boat raced by the Denver Broncos, 45-10.
At home.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
They pretty much solidified, they'll probably have one max primetime game if they hold suit. If you make a trade for Kyler Murray and you trade Josh Rosen for another first-round pick and you roll with that team, that is a very... I mean, you get probably 2 to 3 primetime games. You become not necessarily better. I think that your plan makes you better.
Sooner.
Right. Better sooner and probably for the long haul. A lot less question marks. But, man, you become the darling of the NFL.
Alex Lancey, Bo Brock, we will discuss this further on the other side. Locked On Cardinals. Wrapping up here, Locked On Cardinals, Alex Lancey, Bo Brock. I take Josh Rosen. Bo, I think if there were a proverbial gun to his head, he would take Josh Rosen. But for conversation alone, and for speculative purposes, I mean, Jesus,
as far
man.
As wins and losses going forward, yeah, gun to my head, or what?
Yeah, wins and losses. What do you want to see? Obviously, Kyler Murray's the answer.
What is this guy holding a gun to my head for? What does he want answers for?
He's jealous about your hairline. Yes. So, when it comes to rationally choosing the future of your franchise, Kyler Murray's not the answer. I feel like the excitement, I've used the phrase excitement of the unknown. That's what we're saying here with Kyler Murray. We don't know. We know what Josh Rosen did last year. It was equivalent to the 0-7 Jared Goff first year. That's what it was. It was abhorrent. It was the worst quarterback statistically or rating-wise in the NFL.
Yes.
Obviously, Kyler Murray would add this spark that the Arizona Cardinals franchise has never seen. But this is, what is the difference right now?
Why turn that down?
What's the difference right now between him and Johnny Manziel hype?
It's less off the field issues.
Okay.
That's about it.
So Johnny Manziel partied in college.
Mm-hmm.
He was a better interview for sure
than
Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's numbers were exemplary, especially in the run game. Johnny Manziel was more of a, but I mean, they're in way closer of the, they're in the ballpark, the same ballpark. Baker Mayfield is not in their ballpark. Baker Mayfield was a 4-year starter at a big time university, got him deep, was a defensive collapse away from making the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Baker Mayfield is way more fit for the NFL than either Kyler Murray or Johnny Manziel on paper.
Let me throw out a couple things that probably is going to torpedo my argument.
Okay.
But Matt Miller, a Bleacher Report put out today as far as Murray and Dwayne Haskins, how they stack up against last year's draft class. They probably are at the back end of the top, the five quarterbacks that went, right? So they're not even in the conversation as far as last year. Rosen was. As far as Todd McShay and what he says as far as the comparison between Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, he says he's quiet, keeps to himself. He's a bit of an acquired taste.
Okay.
If I'm an NFL evaluator, I don't like that, right? Uh-huh. Especially coming from a person in a leadership position in
my NFL. For a team that has no leadership.
Outside of Baker Mayfield, when you look at what Oklahoma University has produced as far as quarterback products in the NFL, Sam Bradford, Jason White, Josh Heupel, the list goes on and on of quarterback frauds who were successful in college, mm-hmm. couldn't translate to the NFL.
Sure.
Kyler Murray, I don't know, he just, the way he plays, just the excitement on just in the end game, it intrigues me. As you mentioned yourself, it is going to create an interest and a hype around the Arizona Cardinals that they have never experienced.
Never. I mean,
not Matt Leinart, who came from a storied program at USC.
Who wasn't touched for 4 years.
He was a Hollywood guy. Yep. He was a big man on campus. Mm-hmm. He didn't bring any. That kind of hype's not even going to come close to what Kyler Cliff could bring.
Now,
I'm Cliff Kyler 2019.
You are?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm Kyler Cliff 2020 for much different reasons. So when it comes to attracting free agents, though, which quarterback would attract more wide receivers to want to come play with
him? But we've seen that it doesn't matter. We had that same concern about Cliff Kingsbury at the head coaching position.
No, I think Cliff Kingsbury for wide receivers is a great thing.
What I'm saying is the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury, how would that affect hiring coaches on the staff? We saw that it didn't matter. We thought that he could potentially turn away veteran coaches thinking that they wouldn't want to coach with a guy like Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, but I don't think that has – but this is quarterback. I mean, this is –
it's the same thing.
If people have to hit their numbers as a wide receiver –
who's your quarterback or your coaching staff? Your head coach. Same thing. I don't think your ability to go out there. You pay a guy enough, he's going to come and play wide receiver for it.
Okay, Kyler Murray is Lamar Jackson who can throw the ball, okay? And what I mean
that's
by that
thing.
What I mean, but he's also 6 inches shorter. What I mean by that is Kyler Murray, his fight or flight, his flight is a different thing than scrambling and looking to throw the ball down the field. His flight is looking to run the ball, mm-hmm. at least right now. So until he learns how to play NFL quarterback, that's going to be something that's going to take away touches from a wide receiver that normally would get touches from Josh Rosen, or at least targets.
Doesn't that help out a poor offensive line?
I mean, potentially, but it's not going to attract wide receivers when you have a guy that's 40% run from the quarterback position. I just don't know. And this is all speculation. I'm going to throw up. We're going to find out the 40 time tomorrow if he runs it. I mean, there's all for all intents and purposes, he's running it, right? I mean, he said he's not going to throw, but everything else he's going to do, Kyler Murray, as far as we know now, unless he's part. I hope that if he doesn't run the 40 tomorrow, that are we going to start saying that it's red flags? And I mean, this is going to be a whole upheaval because that is one of the biggest bargaining chips in his stock in the NFL is how fast he is. So we'll see if the water weight will slow him down. I still think he's going to run the fastest 40 time a quarterback ever has, and I just hope that his 40 time starts with 4.2. I really do, because that will – his draft stock, I mean, at that point
– it's pretty nutty.
I might completely flip my argument. So right now, this is the who do the Cardinals take 1.0. I despise having to do that because all I've talked about is McShay and Kuiper are frauds with their 7.0 mock drafts, but here we are in line at the 1.0. Alex Lancy, Bo Brock, we'll check you guys on Monday.